say before 68.
You're a little scratchy. Let me run upstairs and get on. I'm on the handheld. Let me run upstairs and get on the regular radio.
It's probably me. I'm coming in from, I'm coming up 26. Gosh, I can't even tell you where I'm at right now.
Dave, I might be able to pick you up a little bit. I was on my handheld outside. You're pretty choppy in 4DJC.
I'm at the Whitmire exit. Whitmire, Joanna on 26. It is your way. And I'm coming back home from Charleston.
About 95% of that, just heard that you're headed back home from Charleston. You're near Woodmont.
Yeah, I was sitting, I've been sitting behind two truckers riding side by side. Finally, I got in the middle of the road and flashed my lights at the guy, and he slowed down and got over. I mean, it was just ridiculous. Neither one of them would, speed up or slow down.
Maybe it doesn't get any better. Terrible up here now. That's a tough trip down to Charleston. I'm supposing everything went okay?
Good. He had the ablation, and they weren't able to do quite as much as they wanted to, but they think it's gonna take care of his problem. SVTs.
That's what my wife has, or had. I had to actually make it, do it sometimes in order to find all the nerve synapses that communicates with it. But it's a fairly simple procedure. In fact, hopefully that'll resolve it. Sometimes it can be one that might miss, but most time it probably won't show back again at his age. He probably won't have any ill effects from it.
His mom was in the room in recovery, and she FaceTimed us out in the waiting area, and he was pretty groggy. I thought, dang, just let him sleep.
Yeah, I tell you, those rooms that they put him in when they do that, it looks like a... They got consoles all over the place with big screen TVs, and it's really amazing how much equipment they have in one of those rooms when they do that. I've seen inside of one, and it's amazing how they do that. When they map the heart is what takes the longest, really, to find where all the nerves or nerve bundles that they need to zap. But I think they did Lance. I think they zapped her about six or seven times to get all the, so to keep that circuit from, what it does, it just runs in a loop, Dave, and once it gives in that loop, that's what causes that ventricle to keep beat faster and faster and faster. And it's, most times it's not harmful, but it's just aggravating, and a lot of people, I know a guy of mine, a friend of mine that, he has to go to the hospital to get him to have to shock him to get him to go back to a regular rhythm, which is not good.
They think that people take care of it for him because he plays sports and all that, so hopefully it will, and we'll just have to see. Well, I'm going past the famous exit here in Clinton. I remember back a few miles, I passed the Prosperity exit, and there used to be a sign that had to be turned off on 26 instead. This direction and Clinton the other direction.
I remember that. We used to, when I lived in Shaw, I'd come back that way, going back to Harlem. I mean, you know, we lived in Shaw for about 6 or 8 months, I guess, maybe a year. And we moved back here to Anderson. But that's a long road down through there from Shaw back to here. It's a desolate road going down Highway 72.
Imagine. Well, I am getting ready to get off on 385. And so far, it's been a fairly uneventful trip. Well, I tell you, there was a lot of traffic, though. I guess, so I got just south of Columbia. Of course, it got heavy again in Columbia, but it was just like bumper to bumper all the way to Columbia. It was just unreal.
My grandkids are both out of school this week. And, you know, they go to Greenville County Schools all this week. They're headed to Washington. Their parents and them are headed to Washington, D.C. tomorrow, I think. But they were out all week on Monday anyway. So that's probably people, you know, getting away for the spring break, I guess, Dave.
It was real nice in Charleston. They're just starting to get the yellow dusting, from the pollen. And but we stayed, I can't remember the courtyard at Marriott, I think is what it's called. It's right on the Ashley River. We could look out west, and the sun was setting, and it was absolutely gorgeous. We took a bunch of pictures me and my wife and my oldest daughter, and it's her son, that's our grandson, that, you know, that had the surgery. So I think they're going to stay down at Isle of Palms a day or two, and then bring him home. They're not in a rush to, you know, to get him back up to Greenville.
That's a bad reason to have to go down to Charleston and have a couple of days off, but that's Isle of Palms. I haven't been there in years, since Hugo, I guess. But that's always a nice area down there. They'll have a lot of fun. The weather's going to be good, too, it looks like. Well, I'll let you get back to driving. I was just trying out my handheld here to see if I had my battery charged up enough to get into the repeater. But I'm on my regular mobile unit upstairs now. But you sound better now, though. You just got a little bit of picket fencing in. But that's about all. But everything else sounds good. Dave, you be careful on your way home. I'm glad everything turned out very well for me. Hopefully I never have another issue out of it. We'll talk to you later, KB4CBA and 4DJC.
All right, well, my wife's on the phone, so I'm going to run KB4CBA.